Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Okay, Kemosabe, did you know that no man is an island? But the fact of the matter is that most men are islands, but that's not God's blueprint for every man. The Rambo myth pervades our culture, but in the days of Scripture, it was one man being tight with another man. For instance, Jonathan and David, tight. Paul, tight with Silas and Timothy. Men who are following God's blueprint for their lives are coming back into deep-spirited friendships. There's nothing quite like it. And that's what we do on this particular segment, the B.O.B. Bunch of Buds segment, in that we talk with other men about the kinds of friendships that they're cultivating and the kinds of struggles that they're enduring. And generally speaking, just trying to be real with one another. And to give some anonymity, we call everybody we have a conversation with Bob. So are you ready for this excerpt from this conversation with Bob? Bob, I want to welcome you to the program. I appreciate your being with me here.
Gary, I'm glad to be here and a warm welcome today.
You know, Bob, as we talk about honesty within yourself, there is something very, very liberating to being honest with yourself and being honest not only with your wife, but some deep-spirited male friends. Tell me how you have talked about how you and two or three other guys get together and are authentic with one another. How did that start? Were you from the get-go really honest with one another, or did it just take some time for that honesty and trust to build up among yourselves?
Well, it took about a year to gain the trust and relationship that we needed to be real and honest with. You know, you need to build it. You know, it's kind of trust is the main key to this thing is you have to trust one another. You know, when we meet with the guys, if we're having any struggles at home, you know, if you have any anger problems or something, you know that when you talk to these guys that they're going to be open and honest with you, and they're going to tell you if you're doing something right or wrong. You know, they're kind of like a police officer that gets a criminal. You know, they know they're doing something wrong. Well, these accountability guys they're there to guide you in the right direction, and they're there to stand up for what's right. And that's kind of like how we need to look at our relationship. We need to stand up for what's right, but we need to also be sensitive to our selfish desires, because if selfish gets in our lives, then all these other things just fly right over us, you know. And that's why you have to be really on your guard.
Well, when you're talking about here, you're talking about accountability relationships, but don't you feel like if another guy kind of starts holding your feet to the fire, Bob, or don't the other guys in your group kind of resist that? I mean, how do you know that they're just not pointing their fingers at you and you're feeling condemned or something like that by them?
Well, because of the relationship we have on a week-to-week basis, I know they're being honest, and when, you know, whatever we're talking about, I guess you know what you're doing right or wrong. If you're going to be honest with yourself, you know if they're going to tell you right, you know. And that's where when your accountability group, you know, if you have a true accountability group, they're going to be honest with you. You know, they're not going to be there like for just a buddy, you know. Like if you have problems at home, you go call someone else, you know, just to hear what your comments are. These guys here to hear your comments and plus tell you how to correct it, you know. And you have to be open-minded in these in our accountability groups or it's not going to work. You have to be free and flexible.
And then you also have to know, and I guess build up that trust, that you know that your brother, who maybe is holding your feet to the fire, really loves you and unconditionally accepts you.
Right. Yeah. These guys are guys that you can call middle of the night if something's wrong. If middle of the day, if you got a struggle, you can call them on the phone. They'll be there right for you. you know, it's kind of like family.
You are sharing some things with us, Bob, that are really deep in your life and that have really impacted your life. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate your being willing to be so open about yourself.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
I know that for me, Bob, it wasn't until about a half a dozen years ago that I really had some tight buds myself. And before that, I had a lot of acquaintances, but not anybody who really knew me. And as one guy says, not somebody, do you have a friend that you can call at 2 a.m.? And I had never said to another man, and I'm a straight guy, you know, that I love you, brother. And that was really a stretch for me to be able to say that to a deep-spirited friend that I really felt that way about. But, you know, I can say that to my wife and my children without any problems and to some family members. But to actually be able to say to a deep-spirited man friend that I love you, that was very uncomfortable at the beginning. But I find, though, that, you know, that's the way that I really feel about them, because they are like a brother. And somebody once said that a very famous guy in days of antiquity, King Solomon, that iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. And you may have many acquaintances, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I think that's the kind of deep-spirited relationships we're talking about here, right?
That's exactly right. And I just want the guys out there to listen, to be aware of that there are people out there that can be your accountability partner, that can be there for you. You know, your wife is supposed to be your best friend, and my wife is my best friend. But you have to work towards it. You have to be in a good communication in order for it to work right and be effective.
Bob, I want to thank you so much for being with me and sharing your life here on the show today. And that's another B.O.B. Bunch of Buds Bob segment. You know, men usually are not healed because they will not get honest with themselves. I mean, if the truth sets you free, a lie is going to keep you in bondage.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Every man wants to win bigger than ever, but often we are crippled by the past bad stuff that distorts our view of how God actually sees us. God is full of compassion and mercy and offers a plan to have your life count big. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com, menwhowin.com.